Good morning. It's Thursday the 28th. Quick version. The top line looks great, the bottom line doesn't, and the forward book is the thing to watch.
Yeah, start with the curve, because that's where the next 2 weeks get decided.
Go!
May's running about 10 points behind where we'd normally be at this stage. Load factor sitting at 79.3, when the curve says we should be near 89.4.
10 points is a lot. Is that real, or is it the schedule noise?
Bit of both, and I'd hold it loosely. Filed forward schedules are unreliable right now with the fuel price and the whale cancellations, so I'm leaning on flown capacity and actuals, not the forward file.
Okay, so where's the gap actually living?
Three routes carrying it. George Lanceria is the one I'd chase. 11,500 seats, sitting 36 points behind the curve.
36. On 11,000 seats.
Right. Cape Town Hardee's is the same gap, but a third the size, under 5,000. And Cape Town Windhoek, 27 behind on 3,000. George Lanceria is the volume. So that's the one with 14 days of runway to fix.
What's the fix? Price?
Price and promo on the front of the curve. The capacity is already flying, so it's a fill problem, not a schedule problem.
Good. June?
June soft too, about 9 points behind on average. But there's a bright spot. Joburg Zanzibar is running 53 points ahead of the curve.
53 ahead, that's wild.
And it ties to the news. Airlink just announced Cape Town Zanzibar nonstop. The island demand is clearly there, and we're already flying Joburg Zanzibar full and ahead.
So the question is whether we lean into that before they do.
That's the one I'd put on the table.
All right, the yield headline. Tell me it's good news.
It looks incredible, and it mostly isn't. Month-to-date yields up nearly 38% year-on-year.
38? That's not pricing power.
It's not. It's the fuel surcharge. Strip it out, and underlying yield's actually down about 170 Rand a passenger. The surcharge is doing more than all the lift and then some.
So don't take the yield number to the board as strength.
Don't. It's recovery, not power. And the bottom line proves it.
Go on.
April profit before tax landed at 44 million Rand. Same month last year was 255.
Down 80-something percent.
83. Net contribution per seat more than halved. 362 down to 151. Fuel's now half our cost base, up from a third.
Revenue up, profit gutted. Classic surcharge mirage?
Exactly that.
Econ. Does the macro help here or hurt?
Mixed. Fuel came off about 11% month on month. That's the good bit. But the Rand weakened 11.8 to 16.42, and most of our cost is dollar.
So the fuel win gets eaten by the currency.
Partly, yeah. They're pulling against each other. Net. It's not the relief the fuel chart alone suggests.
Anything on the competitive map I should clock?
One line. Cape Town PE, we added a lot of seats and didn't get the fill or the fare. But it's immaterial on contribution, under a million, so I'm not going to dwell on it.
Good. We've worn that one out. Shape of the month to date?
Revenue per flight up about 24% year on year, but PAX down 13 and load factor off 10 points. It's a price-led month, and the price is surcharge. Volume's the soft spot.
So the whole picture rhymes.
It does. Top line flatters, fuel pass-through carries it, volume and contribution are where the work is.
Two things for the exec table. One, George Lanceria is 36 points behind the curve on 11,000 seats. What's the 14-day fill plan and who owns it?
And two, if Joburg Zanzibar is 53 points ahead and Airlink's now chasing the island, do we add frequency or hold? Actually, before we wrap, the biggest forward hole isn't May. It's June Harare Joburg. We doubled capacity there. It's flying full right now. But the June book is sitting at 16% against an expected 34, 17.5 points behind on 22,000 seats, nearly double George Lanceria. It's the route we grew hardest and the softest forward.
So we lean into Harare, and the June book hasn't followed yet. Who owns that one? Both good. Profit's the frame. The curve's the lever. Have a good one.